question that touched on briefly, like the body contemplation. I'm wondering if it's very common that people, when doing body contemplation, veer too much into aversion. Do you see that much?
It depends. I've seen it. Definitely seen it. Because there's a certain assumption that we have to have aversion. In the sense that the purpose of the contemplation is, I mean, it's sort of grasped in a wrong way. The purpose of it is, because there's so many assumptions, cultural assumptions. And then the assumption is that it's just like the original translations of the Asubha Gamatan were loathsomeness of the body. So that the purpose of it was to really see how loathsome and awful it is, and to develop an aversion to it.
Because there's an inherent assumption along that it should be beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that there are certain assumptions, and people pick it up in that way.
But that's the thing that I find that's nice about the elements, is that it's taking it out of the context of beautiful, not beautiful.
It's very explicit in the Ruhul Ovata Sutta that the contact being either kind of agreeable or disagreeable, it's sort of kind of irrelevant. It's just elements.
And the way to use that through to develop the perception of not self, rather than trying to, this comes up a lot of times, all the time, people's questions of like, if this isn't myself, then what is? And it's sort of like, well, that's not the point. That's not the point of it. It's just like, it's to use these contemplations to understand what the body isn't. And then the rest is up. The rest is will come.
But it's also that since you look at Ajahn Chah making explicit that the tendency is to seek a refuge externally, and that the important point of the practice is to find a refuge internally, within the heart.